welcome to another episode of the ICI Pro Podcast. My name is Joey Stabile, and I am the host of this exciting show. Are you looking for indoor cycling inspiration and ideas, new classes and playlists, technical expertise? Please find this and a lot more at indoorcycleinstructor.com. Once again, indoorcycleinstructor.com. And
hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast. This is Joey, your host for today, and I'm here with the wonderful and beautiful Miss Amy Smith, recording this podcast from the beach at Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, where Amy and I happen to be. Today we're going to talk about Amy's February race day ride recording that we recorded about a month ago. So we're just now getting to the intro to it so that we can send this out to you live here. And I don't know if you can hear the beautiful waves in the background, but we are actually sitting on the beach recording this. With that, let's hand it over to Amy and see what she has to say about this morning, and we'll go from there.
Hola, everybody. This is one of the most beautiful mornings we've seen here. A nice breeze and sun is just coming up. And Joe and I are just relaxing, enjoying this moment.
Yes, and boy, as a side note, not about the race day ride itself, but enjoying the moment and customer service here at the Excellence El Carmen Resort in Punta Cana is beyond fabulous. I did a post a little bit earlier this week from here, watching the entertainment staff here at the Excellence El Carmen. They are amazing. They do everything they can to bring in everybody they can and to really provide top-level customer support. And my earlier post was about, are we doing the same for our riders? So if you have a chance, give that a look. My thoughts on the whole customer service experience from here in Punta Cana. But for now, we're going to go to the ride that Amy did. This ride was recorded at Alpha Tennis and Fitness in Harmerville, PA. And it's always such a pleasure to see Amy at work. Her eyes glow and her smile is wide, even when she's breathing hard coming into the sprinting sections. But let's hear from Amy what this ride means to her. So this was February race day.
So that was a good point, Joe. I think that our job as instructors are it's to bring everyone into the ride and to be available and make it exciting for everyone out there and to include everybody. And so although I say it's a race day, I try to make it so that everybody knows at the beginning they can do their own ride. You know, they can come along with us or they can sit back and just hang on to the end of the pack if they like. But I have raced in the past, and I love the feel that it gave me, and I hope to race again, of course. But I like to relive that, and I like to give that to my members, for those that maybe didn't race, and a lot of them haven't, right? So I like to try to bring that excitement into the classroom. I only do it every about 6 to 8 weeks because it is a really intense ride, or at least I try to make it an intense ride. So I know I don't believe it's something you should do often, because I think we would maybe lose some people if it was always that intense, right? You have to kind of build that intensity and then pull back again. So that's what I try to do throughout the, you know, 2 month cycle.
Yeah, that's interesting. As you talk about, you know, you don't do it too often because you don't want to lose your riders. I think that sometimes as instructors, we lose sight of that. I know that for myself, I periodize my rides over about an 8 week program. But I think that sometimes we get stuck in a rut as instructors, as harder is better. And, you know, the people judge our rides by how much we killed them that day when cycling has so much more to offer. And that's what I think is so exciting about your race day rides is that, you know, we work on cadence work, we work on power, we work on speed. There's so many different aspects to the art of cycling that I think get largely ignored in some classes.
Right. I agree. I agree with that. And so in my race day, I really try to, you know, put myself back in a race I've done, and then I try to just bring out those moments. So there's the moments when we have two different packs going, and we're going to take and really push the RPMs up and try to bridge the gap to the next group. And then there's the hill climbs that I try to do, and I try to get them to envision competitors up ahead of them. And usually I'll pick a song with three big pushes, you know, three really good building courses that we can really push to overtake each competitor. And then there's those rides that, or the songs that I use to just sit in the pack after you've had that big push up the mountain, that you're going to sit on the back of the pack for a little bit, catch your breath, and then we'll speed up and try to get to the front of the pack. So I try to, like Joe said, I try to bring it to where we get a lot of cadence work still, a lot of power work, and I spend a little bit more time, I think. I always spend a lot of time picking my music, but for the race day, I think I spend even a little bit more time to really get those songs to work.
It's interesting that you bring that up. Not too long ago, I was in a spin class, and literally the instructor hit shuffle on the iPod, and that's how the playlist was designed. And certainly while I can appreciate the beauty of any instructor in any ride that I partake in, because at the end of the day, always better to be on a bike than not be on a bike. You know, I think that the selection of music is absolutely critical to the ride. And, you know, as most of our listeners know, we live together. And, you know, so I get to see the intense amount of work that you put into the music selection for race day. And, you know, I love to see it because for those of you that are listening here, so Amy selects her music, and then she'll go ride the ride. And then she'll come back and tweak her music, and then she'll go back and ride the ride, and then she'll come up with a final playlist. So, you know, in an ideal world, we would all have that kind of time and be able to put in that kind of dedication to developing a ride.
I think it's the music is so very important. I think it's time well spent for everybody. And it's always enjoying, an enjoyable time. Although sometimes I know we both have, you know, some days you're going to have that you go all day, you'll spend hours and just not find a song that really works for you. You know, you're going to have days like that. But you still got to keep moving forward and keep trying to find those special songs that really work for the ride that you're working on. So I this ride I really found some songs that I felt were really strong for what I was trying to do, like Louder. I love that song. It really allows you to build. So you'll notice with all of my race day rides, I pick pretty much the same type of workout. So I always include the heavy climb with three competitors up ahead. I always include the bridge the gap kind of workout. I always have the three teams towards the end of the race, which is the breakaway, what I consider, you know, fighting for that breakaway, trying to get to the finish line first. Or sometimes I'll do a breakaway to the final big mountain climb to the finish. Like, who can get to the biggest mountain first to try to really make that breakaway work to get to the top, the summit, for the final finish. And it's always exciting. I always try to get everybody really worked up about it. We'll start announcing it 2 weeks ahead of time. Make sure you bring your heart rate monitors. Make sure you are well hydrated. And it kind of gets everybody excited. It's fun. It also gives them a chance to really see their improvements over time. So they watch their heart rate. They watch their power, the output. And I try to get them to get the same bike so it's, you know, a little more accurate that way. And you won't get everybody involved, but you get you feel the excitement through some of the people, some of the members. So it's fun.
For sure. And, you know, one of the things I'd like to point out here, too, is that, and I've heard this from some instructors, you know, well, my bikes don't have cadence and my bikes don't have power. You know, we have the old big red knob and a set of pedals with bars, right?
Right, right.
And, you know, you can still do this kind of ride, right? Like, I think that the biggest part of the ride is the queuing. We were at a training here in Nassau in December, and one of our trainees had said to us, so just to be clear, there's only a couple of things you can change up on the bike. You can change your cadence, you can change your resistance, and you can change your position to either seat or stand. And we told him that we were going to borrow that, and so I think this would be the first time that we've officially borrowed it, but we're going to. And so whether you have the output on your bikes in terms of metrics or not, a ride like this can be exciting. I think that almost having no metrics on your bike really increases the responsibility of the instructor to get that class through it, because you need to be on with your cadence so that they can follow you. And you need to even further describe to the class what the intensity should feel like, because now they have no metrics to look at. And that's really the art of being a professional instructor, isn't it? Being able to bring that class to where you want them on intensity level.
Absolutely.
Okay, so with that, we're not going to go song by song. Included in our podcast page will be a link to the full PDF of the ride, so that you'll get to see Amy's actual cueing that she uses when delivering the ride, and you'll get to see the individual songs. So I would like to take a second to have Amy highlight some of her more key songs, maybe why she selected them, and how she really tries to pull her riders through on those songs. So, Amy, let's hear your top three or four.
I think this was one of my favorite, actually, playlists in a while. I really liked the Louder and Big. Both of those really struck a key with me. I love the build and the music, and it really got me excited and really helped me push them a little bit harder, a little bit faster, as they say, and louder, to get stronger and blow by the people in front of you. It was kind of fun to build that up. One of the things I want to mention is, you know, I put minimal keys in my cueing because I expect you all to listen to the music and really interject your personality into those, you know, bringing your own cues in. It's got to be authentic to you. We never expect you to take one of these playlists and just play it and say only our cues, right? We expect you to bring your personality into the ride. That's the way it should be. As we do, you know, we build these rides, but we don't deliver them just like they're said either, like they're written out, right? We always change it up.
Yeah, I don't think I ever deliver the same ride twice.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way it should be. It should be, even though you may use the same playlist, it should be a different feel, because you're feeling different every day. You should be bringing in your personality, you know, what's striking you at that moment and making it exciting.
Yeah, and I think more importantly, your riders are different every day.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think what makes the ride pop is being able to read the audience that you're in front of.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So I think Feels So Good, that's one of my favorite. I kind of use that as an extension of the warm-up. You know, on a race day, I usually start them out. I make it feel like it's a huge race, and we're so crammed in. We're going to have a ways to, you know, to even get to the breakaway. I usually make it so that we end up at the back of the pack starting out, that we just got a bad start position, so that we have a nice long warm-up. And then another one that I really liked was A Man Like That. That music in that one, really, I enjoy that song. I love Jen Wigmore to begin with. I do. And tried to pick out some. I always try to, you know, we always have a wide variety of people, and it's funny the different types of playlists I'll put together. I usually always get some comments on music. It'll always be, you know, I try to, you have to try to appeal to somebody in the class, not just one person, but you want to touch everybody at some time. So you want to not use the same type of music all of the time in your class. You got to mix it up a little bit. So, because if the people aren't enjoying your music, you're not going to bring them back in. So keep it, keep that mind wide open for your music selections.
Yeah, and one of the things that I find so interesting, while I think that our music is often similar, we approach it so differently. When I select my playlist, I am usually sitting at my computer. I use Sort My Music for my Spotify playlist, which is where I develop my rides always. Oddly enough, I develop all of my rides on Spotify, and then I deliver them using Apple Music. But the you know, my approach is very, what would you say, numerical? In that I make sure that I have the right cadence to match the BPM, and that is largely how I select my music. And maybe we'll do a whole different podcast on selecting music. Yeah, but, you know, the thing that I always find so amazing is, you know, Amy doesn't really do that. So she selects her music from the heart. She listens to it and how it moves her. And I don't think, have you ever used Sort My Music?
No, I don't. I don't. I pick my music. What I've been doing, usually I sit in the sauna and listen to music. But then I will sit on the bike. Lately, what I'm doing is I check the cadence. After classes, I'll stay for an extra 15, 20 minutes, continue to pedal. And you'll actually get a lot of people to hang out with you. If your club allows you that time slot, you know, some clubs are back-to-back, and I get that. But if you have an extra 15, 30 minutes, I put a playlist out there of new music. Then I'll play that music. I'll let people know I'm going to stay and be a DJ for a while if you want to continue to pedal. And then I play the music. I check the RPMs as I'm playing that music, and it gives me an idea, you know, it gives me more of an idea how it's going to feel on the bike. And then if I like it, I'll take it into Class Builder right away and tag the RPM that I like for that. That's kind of how I've been doing it.
So that's interesting. Just a side note on that. So you use Class Builder. It is a ride delivery software. I know that I use the same software most of the time, although I do actually mix it up a little bit with MyFitnessDJ, but primarily Class Builder, which is now moving to a new platform, iClass Builder. So, you know, so for the folks out there, it's exciting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so there's a new era on the way. For those of you that are out there, Class Builder users, there is a new version coming. It's in beta testing now. My understanding is another month or so, and it should be live. But that still exists, so it's still usable. I know Amy and I have both not upgraded our phones, so that we are still able to use Class Builder for all of our old rides. I certainly recommend the use of some kind of ride delivery software. I think it really makes the difference and gives you the ability to pop.
Absolutely. I highly recommend some type of software because it keeps you on cue, even when...
Folks, I got to interrupt. So we're sitting here on the beach, and there's these two local dogs that are just playing on the beach, running by, and having more fun than any of the two-legged people that are roaming up and down. And the one is hysterical. It's like a chihuahua chow mix. It's the furriest chihuahua I've ever seen in my life. And he's got the curled tail of a chow. And I think they might be enjoying Punta Cana more than most of the people here.
I know. They're adorable. So, but Class Builder does entirely. It makes your life so much easier. And you're so much more professional delivering your ride. You are right on each change of the music. The cues can keep you in perfection. And I think I've had so many comments from people that really enjoy the ride when you're right in with your music. It's a whole another level of enjoyment for the ride for them.
So we're sitting here, and Amy and I were just talking about what to speak on to wrap up this podcast. And interestingly enough, so the February race day ride that we publish as part of our weekly ride here at ICI Pro is a little different than the ride that she actually is going to deliver on this recording. So we will make sure that we have the updated PDF of the ride in the queuing to go along with this. It'll be on our page at indoorcycleinstructor.com. Once again, that's indoorcycleinstructor.com. I want Amy to finish up with the final song, because to watch her deliver it was just magic in motion. So they had just finished the last segment. They had the final effort coming up. And something that I don't see often, Amy came off of the bike, kind of walked through the group, if you will, to get them ready and describe the intensity of the final section. So with that, I'm going to let her cue you in on what she was feeling then and how the ride delivered.
So 300 Violins is one of my absolute favorite songs. It just really, it comes from the heart when I deliver this one. And I get off the bike and I let the people know this is that huge climb. This is a huge mountain in your life that you've been trying to get over and just haven't quite been able to accomplish it yet. But today you're going to make it. You're going to get to the top. You're going to get over that hump. And it's not always about who is the best rider when you have this kind of climb. It's who has the most heart, who has the biggest desire to accomplish this and get to the top. And I think coming off your bike in this kind of environment that you're trying to create, I think it really gets them excited to really give it their all to get to the top. And you can see it in their eyes when you get off. You know, you get off and you really try to build the excitement for them. And you know, it's like I said, it's not always the strongest. It's who can push the hardest, the biggest heart, who has the most desire to get there. And it always makes for a big finish, I think, and it's fun. I have not found that song. I actually got from you, Joe, and I haven't found one that I like as well as 300 Violins that can really touch me the way that one does. And it worked. But I'm going to keep looking. I haven't. So send us your favorite song.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's the funny part, right? So I got that song off of a training that I was doing. So, you know, as many of you know, Amy and I own Cycling Fusion. We certify indoor cycling instructors for a living. And I was at a training, and one of the students used that song as their class demo song. Yeah. And it was the first I had ever heard of it, and I told them, going to use that frequently. It's a good one.
Yeah, that is totally my favorite. I use it quite often, and we'll continue to look for one to replace it, but I just haven't yet.
Agreed. All right, folks. Well, I thank you for your time. So we've got a couple of wrap-up notes here. The Ridecast is actually available on our webpage at indoorcycleinstructor.com that is tied into this podcast. Our music licensing does prevent the downloading of the music, so we need to do this in two separate podcasts. I hope that you'll check out our website, again, indoorcycleinstructor.com. The podcasts are always free, as are the podcast web pages. On this special one, since it is a different ride than we had for the original PDF, we are going to include this new PDF with Amy's cueing and timing, as well as the Apple Music and Spotify playlists. Folks, as always, we appreciate your time. I'll tell you, there couldn't be anything better than recording this podcast from the beauty of Punta Cana. And Amy, any last thoughts for our listeners before we go?
I think the only thing that would have made this trip better was getting on the bikes. We weren't able to do that this time, but it was a perfect, perfect week.
Indeed. And so with that, as always, ride well, ride hard, and ride often. Have a great day. That wraps up another episode of the ICI Pro podcast. Please check out our website at indoorcycleinstructor.com.